With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Recent revelations that chemical contamination of water in and around Cannon Air Force Base in east central New Mexico has farmers and the state's congressional delegation up in arms. Congressman Ben Ray Lujan and other lawmakers have written to the Air Force for a plan of action, but he says they haven't responded, and he fears a nearby dairy farmer could face irreparable harm.
Right now, they're not able to even sell their milk, and so it's concerning that there's at least one farm that may go out of business as a result of the negligence here with contamination from the Air Force. And the concern that we have now is that the contamination, which comes from this acid by the name of perfluorooctane sulfonic acid, appears to still be widespread. While this concern exists for Cannon Air Force Base in Curry County, one of the other things that my office is doing is understanding that this is a national problem that needs to be addressed by Congress. And the same chemicals that are impacting Curry County's drinking water are impacting drinking water sources across the country.
The source of the chemicals is a firefighting foam used at the Air Force Base in the past. Congressman Lujan says government needs to establish a standard for milk and other foods.
So I sit on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and we're preparing to ask the EPA to fast-track its determination of the safe level of these chemicals in drinking water. And the next Congress will have to consider legislation to make sure that this problem is fully addressed and is not repeated.
A standard for the chemicals' hazards in food and animals hasn't been established like it has for water. Some of the water contamination at Cannon has been sampled at up to 200 times EPA limits. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.